You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now, and today he takes us back to the Spanish Civil War.
July 17th marked the 75th anniversary of the beginning of the Spanish Civil War. This three-year vicious conflict on the Iberian Peninsula set the stage for the wider agony of World War II. It began with an attempt by conservative generals trying to topple the civilian leadership of the Second Spanish Republic, which was center-leftist leaning. Before it was over, the original philosophical reasons were all but forgotten, and Europe fearfully watched as Nazi Germany and Communist Russia both became involved as surrogates. The increasingly right-leaning rebels, known as the Nationalists, consisted of an alliance among the conservative military leaders, monarchists, and the fascist Falange, or Phalanx, led by General Francisco Franco. They were quickly supported by neighboring Portugal, Adolf Hitler in Germany, and Benito Mussolini in Italy, the other two major fascist powers. The Republican government was supported by Communist Russia. This support tainted the socialist government. Anyone who came to the aid of the legitimate government saw themselves branded as communist, even long after that war ended. Many nations declared this to be a purely Spanish matter. These included England, France, the United States, and most of Latin America. Mexico firmly backed the Republicans, sending arms, ammunition, and money, as well as providing diplomatic support. This position strained relations between Mexico and the United States. Both sides committed widespread atrocities against the civilian population. More were conducted by the rebels than by the government. The most famous was the bombing of the Basque country town of Guernica by German and Italian warplanes. Pablo Picasso painted his concept of the tragedy, which brought the horror of the war into the public's view. Both sides committed purges as territories were conquered. The killings lasted throughout the war and beyond. Thousands of people fled to refugee camps in France. The Germans used the war to train fighter and bomber pilots and air crews for its Luftwaffe, giving them valuable combat experience over the other Western European powers. German weapons were field-tested, and German commanders honed their skills in fighting over widely varied terrain from deserts to mountains. This was training the Germans put to good use only 6 months after the war ended, when they invaded Poland. Both fascists and communists painted the war as a clash of ideologies, as much attempting to sway international opinion to their side as to support the Spanish. The Nationalists won and massacred thousands of Republicans. During World War II, Spain and Portugal both remained neutral, and Franco retained power until his death on November 20, 1975. Many Americans volunteered to help the Republicans against the fascists. The Abraham Lincoln Brigade and the George Washington Brigade were two of several volunteer units. Many people worked in non-combatant roles, the most famous being Ernest Hemingway, who worked as an ambulance driver. Many union workers volunteered as well, and that cast a spell over the labor movement after World War II during the Red Scare. None of the volunteers were allowed to become officers in the United States Army during World War II. The Spanish Civil War proved to be a vicious prelude to World War II. As we commemorate its beginning 75 years ago, we must remember why its history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35. You can download his previous commentaries from our website at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment.